was. Midnight hour, the girl will cross your mind.
They got a vintage Victrola 1951, full of my favorite records that I grew up on. They got old Hank and Lefty and there's B-24. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. I'm gonna spend like every night before, playing E.T. and I'll play him some more. I gotta have a shot of them old troubadours. Yeah, set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. All my neon neighbors, they like what I play, 'cause they've heard it every night since you walked away. Every day they replay old B-24, 'cause every night I run a needle through Walking the Floor. Every night I run a needle through Walking the Floor. I'm gonna spend the night like every night before, playing E.T. I'm gonna play him some more. I gotta have a shot of them old troubadours. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. I said, set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor. Set 'em up, Joe, and play Walking the Floor.
I sure hope you enjoyed the Liquored Up set here on Whiskey Before Breakfast or the Tuesday Roots program, depending on where you are listening. And in the background right now, you're listening to Mark Leggett on the guitar to the title track from his new album, Folktown. And that's what you'll listen to while I explain to you what's been going on around here. We open up today's show with the Steel Drivers doing Drinking Dark Whiskey from their old first record, The Steel Drivers. Then we heard from Bobby Joe Owens doing Drinking My Heartbreak Away, from his record Liquor, Love, and Laughter. Then we went back to 1963 for Sunnyland Slim on the piano doing Every Time I Get to Drinking. I played that from a Delmark anthology called Blues Piano Orgy. And then the last thing was that classic from Vern Gosden from the late 1980s, Set 'em Up, Joe. All right, well, come up next, we've got a conversation with Brian Junker from UU Song Space here in Pittsburgh, and Lenny Green, Old Whitetail, and Liz McBride, three singers and songwriters that he will be featuring at the March 23rd UU Song Space concert. And remember, I'm standing in Pittsburgh, but wherever you are, support local and live music. Brian Junker and three of the folks who will be on the stage at UU Song Space on Saturday, March 23rd, have joined me here in my living room and have gathered around the tea thermoses.
What we're going to do right here is go back, way back, back into time. When the only people that existed were troglodytes, cavemen, cave women, Neanderthal, troglodytes. Let's take the average caveman at home, listening to his cereal.
Yep, going back into time. And, of course, visiting Zombo's Deep Archive right here on the WRCT. It is where Zombo, that is me, and you right there, are going to go on a bit of a journey way back when. 13 years ago, to be exact. I am playing all my old shows from 13 years ago in my encore slot, which is heard every Monday, hopefully, 10 p.m. to 1 a.m. My regular Zombo in Your Brain show is 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. on Fridays. So today's show goes back to February the 5th, 2010. So let's see what's shaking, bacon. WRCT Pittsburgh, Zombo's Deep Archive, show from 2010 in February, the fifth day.
This is the place that sets the pace for Pittsburgh.
Osakishu was a China man, you know. He heard about this rock and roll. He didn't know what it was all about. Made him want to shout. It was Osakishu, yeah, Osakishu, the China man.
Yeah.
Osakishu went to a rock and roll dance.
Yeah.
He knew that this was a dance. Chance shook his leg, walk right in. Osakishu was in a groove. Osakishu, yes, Osakishu, the China man. Began to turn all around.
Yeah.
He did a spin, laid his hand touch the ground. Osakishu was in a groove. You should have seen old Osakishu move. Now he learned his lesson and now he know that he can do the dance they call the rock and roll.
Call a lock.
and low.
Well, on the sock and slew, but not all in sweat. He said, baby, don't you stop, he said. He shook his leg and walked some more again. And then he went and ran and get into a spin. Well, oh, sock and slew, yes, oh, sock and slew.
Call a lock and load.
Socky Sue. I don't like the mambo with my chop suey. I don't like the cha 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 with my egg roll. You give me the rock and roll with my egg roll. I take the rock and roll every time.
Oh, Socky Sue, yes. Oh, Socky Sue, someday.
Thank you. the
world. I have a potion to cause a commotion. You mix some garlic with kosher and glue. You dab it on your elbow and arm, and that! It makes a toad out of you. He gave me this lizard. You rub his nose on a bald eagle's beak. You dip his tail in some stale English ale. And zap! He makes you sneeze for a week.
WRCT Pittsburgh, we won't respect you anymore.
Yeah! All right. Yeah. Oh, my. We made it. We made it to the Z Show. I was on vacation last week. Where did I go? None of your damn business where I went. But today, see, the thing is, I was thinking I'd take an extra week. And I would prepare a fantastic Z show for you. And I did not prepare anything. But I got lots of Z music for you. And I do not know if I can make it till 3 o'clock with my Z's. So the end of the show is going to be Z's favorites. That's right. My favorite songs will be the tail end of the whole show. I'll try and play as much Z's as I can. Let me tell you what we played. We played Zap the World by Death by Chocolate. Man or Astro Man gave us Z-X3. Zabadak by Dave D, Dozy, Becky, Beaky, Mickey, Tiki, and whatever. Stupid name for a band. They had to continue with under three other records. It didn't all fit on one label. And we heard My Dog Zach. We heard Zach by Tony Shepard. Then we heard the new version of Zach by Sin Alley. Zachy Sue. Two completely different songs. Two mighty cool tunes. The Turbans and Melvin Smith. Zombo, I'm in your brain already, man. 10:19:57. Bing, and I'm in your brain. How do you like that? We're listening in the background to this, that great compilation. It's a garage comp. It is like 2131 Michigan, South Michigan Avenue. And this is one of the songs I love to play. I think it's Come With Me by the Bwiz. And it ends with a Z. Totally, totally off the cuff here. All right, what do we got here? What do we got here? Ooh, we got something here with the concert calendar coming up pretty spiffy. Oh, I got to read that to you. But coming up tonight, Zombo Gallery. Don't worry. There's not going to be no blizzard or no lizard or anything like that. The weather's going to be fine. Come to Zombo Gallery tonight, 6 to 9, the opening of Jason Woolslayer's Where's My Huffy? Giant robot paintings and hipster devils and all kinds of groovy. Oh, it's way cool. You have to check it out. 6 to 9 tonight, Zombo Gallery. It is free. Come on down, man. Hang out. Be somebody.
or better yet, don't be anybody.
All right, let me see. Hey, yo. Old Economy Village time, man. They still put it in here. I do not know if Old Economy Village is still on its toe bones, but... This is from the Kevin Ayers compilation. Yeah, we need some smooth for this. New compilation, Kevin Ayers. It's a 4-CD set. Oh, it is totally cool. Song for insane times. You can tell by that sound. It's 10:21. Whatever. I turned into Jay Thurber before your very eyes. He asked me to do his show this Saturday. You know, I so wanted to do it. I so wanted to do his radio show, you know. Because basically what I planned on, he trusted me. He asked me to do a show. I cannot do a show. But I would love to do a show because I would plan, and you know me, on burning his audience a new one. That's right. I was thinking, every time I turned into Jay's show, no matter what time it is, he's always playing this Duke of Earl song, which I just hate. The Duke of Earl is like one of the worst songs ever. So I was thinking of 3 hours of nothing but Duke of Earl. Woo, baby. That would fry him. That would fry him good. Of course, Jay would probably never speak to me again, but doggone, he hardly talks to me now as it is. Oh, but that's the trouble. That's the trouble when you ask me to go to the bat for you, you know? I just do something crazy. Oh, the Colony Village, that's where I was. Hot damn tamale. Founded in 1820. Oh, man, you don't know how this gets me going. You don't know how my Old Economy Village... Ooh, baby. Yeah. I'm just savoring. I'm savoring my Old Economy Village. Because it was founded in 1824. It's a national landmark site located in Ambridge, PA. You know what? You drive by it on Route 79 before it goes to 279, and I know every time I drive by there, every time you drive by there, you see the sign, you shout out, Old Economy Village, that's what I'm talking about. And the other people in the car pull over to the side of the road and leave you there. Because it was a national landmark site located in Ambridge, PA, restored buildings and furnished. Oh, man, this is... You're savoring my Old Economy Village. The restored buildings are furnished with collections from the Harmony Society, a German communal group known for... Oh, I just gotta... take it all in. Known for its industrial prosperity in textiles, manufacturing, railroads, and wine making. Visitors may meet traditional tradesmen, perform historic chores, view formal gardens, paintings, and tools. The site is open Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 5, Sunday, noon to 5. For more information, what do? You call Ghostbusters and ask them to give you 724-266-45 kabillion. That's the number. Or www.oldeconomyvillage.org. I need a cigarette. Is there a smoking PSA in here? They're all smoking. How about some animal friends? You like some animal friends? How about some animal friends? You like that, don't you? Mm-hmm. So you're all geared up. You're all feeling good. You got your Old Economy Village on. I mean, your brain already is not even the bottom of the hour yet. Frightening. The Z Show is going to be off the chart. It's probably going to be off the radio, too. So now that you're feeling good, how about some animal abuse? Yeah, baby. Animal friends reminds you that animal abuse is not just for breakfast anymore. It's not a problem just at animal shelters. The law enforcement experts agree the abuse of animals. But at least I have them listen to my radio shows considered abuse of animals. It's often accompanied by other violent or illegal activity. Oh, that's heartwarming. That's heartwarming. What's... Oh, the new Elvis Costello. That sounds, and I don't think any animals were harmed during the making of this Elvis Costello record. All right, where was I? So anyhow, so if somebody's like torturing a dog, chances are they're probably torturing their little sister. Chances are they're probably torturing me, just torturing that animal. Damn them. Damn them all to hell. There, I did it. I said it. So if you expect animal abuse, if you suspect it or expect it in your neighborhood, call Animal Friends Humane Officers. 412-847-7066. And they tell me to say thank you for keeping the entire community safe. There you go. Yeah, that was boner kill right there. All right. What are we going to do here? Get back to the Z Show. Man, I got some
great zebra songs coming up here. I got a really cool instrumental called, oh yeah, I gotta go away to maybe start this up. I don't know, this version should be pretty good. So how you guys doing? You guys all right? 412-621-WRCT is the telephone number. And basically what this is all about is the Z Show. All songs that begin with the letter Z. I cannot believe it. Almost a year ago, we started, and I guess figure it back with A. That's right. We started that with A. Man, that was a long time ago. I don't even remember what I played. So it's a special bogus bonus at the end of the Z Show when I'm out of Z's. And I got some good Z's. I cop some Z's. Just curl up right underneath the control panel here. Still have that aftertaste of Old Economy Village in my mouth. But hey, Kelly's last night was so much fun. Thanks for coming up and hanging out there. I DJ there every Thursday from 9 to 1 o'clock. It's always lots of fun. Always lots of fun. So now, you bums, you ready for some more Z's? Eh? Huh? Eh? I still got that Old Economy Village taste in my mouth. Ain't that something? So let's see here. We've got some more Z's. All right, let's do Z's. Oh, man, this Elvis, this is way too YEP for my blood. There you go. Thank you, Elvis Costello. All right, this is Zappa's Beach. I do not know who it's by. Doesn't matter. Sounds like it's nice and old, and the guy's probably dead. All right, dig in. WRCT, 412-621-WRCT.
I'm in your brain.
More Z's than you can shake a stick at. Why would you want to stake a stick at Z's? I do not know. Zebra, this is by Les Baxter. We heard Zebra in the Kitchen by the Standells. Danny Zella doing Zebra. What a tune. What a song. What a country. We heard Zeke's Guitar Boogie by Zeke Turner and Zeb's Mountain Boogie by Brad Brady. And started off with Zarathustra by Ars Nova. All right, this next thing coming up is Zelda's Theme by Pres Prado. And, of course, wow, today, Rockin' Pete's birthday, 66. Dang, hope you don't mind telling buddy he's 66. But I want to play some 66 songs around all of these Z's. I cannot believe how many good Z's I got. Wow, this next song is so damn good. John Barry doing Zip Zip. Really neat tune. One of my faves. That's the end of the show. So I've got till 3 o'clock today. And if I run out of Z's, then I'm going to play Zombo's Favorites. And I only have about 35,000 favorites. So I'll try and squeeze them in. But, you know, I got Zulus. I got Zombies. I got Zippers. I've got Zippity-Doo-Dah. I got all Z's. Zip Guns. Zithers. I'm really, Z, like, I'm not surprised, but Z is not a disappointment. Z is not the end of the line. So, hey, here's what's going on next week, all right? This is fabulous. Next weekend is Massive Music Weekend. If you guys do not know what Massive Music Weekend is, that's when all the DJs, they all get together, and they find their favorite bands, their favorite little kinds of music, and they each get a half hour to play their favorite band. And it starts at noon, but I'm going to get started at 10. And just because I'm completely off the hook, I'm going to turn the first 2 hours over to you guys. So if you think of, I need 4 artists, I'm going to do a half hour of each artist. Let me know what artists you like, and I'll kind of sift through it. And if I have enough to do a half hour of a good stuff of that artist, I start at noon. With the fall, then someone else comes in and does a half hour. Then I do another half hour of the Cramps. And then throughout the weekend, I do more half hours. I do a half hour on Captain Beefheart and a half hour on Fred Frith. So it's going to be fun. Oh, wait a minute. Here's Zip Zip. Oh, you will so dig this song. You will so dig this song. Are you ready to dig this song? I think you're ready.
Zip, zip. Oh, she's my zip, zip girl. She makes me flip, flip. She makes me flip, flip. Oh, she's my zip, zip. Oh, she's my zip, zip girl. She makes me flip, flip. She makes me flip, flip. Oh, she's my zip, zip. She makes me flip, flip. Oh, zip, 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 zip. Now I got eyes. They're good to me. Cause she's the only girl that I see.
I'm her ever-loving man. She calls me her dapper dance. When she has that zip-zip blow, I open up from head to toe.
Zip-zip, oh, she's my zip-zip gal. She makes me flip-flip. She makes me flip-flip. Oh, she's my zip-zip. Oh, she's my zip-zip gal. She makes me flip-flip. She makes me flip-flip. Oh, she's my zip-zip. She makes me flip-flip. Oh, zip-zip, 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 zip-zip. She makes me flip, flip, out. Oh, she's my zip, zip. Oh, she's my zip, zip, girl. She makes me flip, flip. She makes me flip, flip, out. Oh, she's my zip, zip. She makes me flip, flip. Oh, zip, 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 zip. Cause she's my zip, 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 zip.
Depressing version of Zippity Doodah, if you ask me. Wait a minute, nobody asked me. But it is! Bobby Sox and the blue jeans. It was a big hit in 1963. That's right. So what was the big hit in Canada when Zippity Doodah by the Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans was number one in America. Who cares? But 6 months later, it was Zippity Doodah by Bobby Sox and the Blue Jeans.
Satisfaction. Japanese version. This is Kickin' by the Neat Beats. Their version is Zippity Doodah.
Suicide by reducing stress and adding valuable time for such vital activities as eating, sleeping, and attending personal hygiene. Don't do your homework.
By Tipsy, and we heard some Zippity Doodahs. Okay, I guess that's what Stephen Foster ended up with at the end of his life. Zippity Doodah. Yes, sir, Bob. You know, the funny thing is about Stephen Foster, I don't know if you know about this, I think it was Ira Gershwin or George Gershwin, one of those guys, they actually had a photograph of Stephen Foster on their piano when they were writing music just to keep them motivated not to get ripped off. That's right. All right. So much for your Zippity Doodah day. And hopefully we are not going to see some horrible snowstorm. I don't think we will. We always dodge the bullet. You know us. Right? Yeah. Because you want to get out tonight. Come to Zombo Gallery from 6 to 9 o'clock because where's my Huffy? This is going to be one of my favorite art shows. Giant robot paintings and everything is so darn cool. Jason Wolf Slayer's artwork, you don't want to miss it.
6 to 9 tonight. Zombo Gallery, 4900 Hatfield Street.
In Lauryville.
All right, Neat Beats.
Zippity-doo-dah. Bobby Socks and the Blue Jeans. That was a hit in 63. My goodness.
My good. Could you imagine somebody releasing that now? Like the Taylor Swift or whoever these people are, or the Melanie Brittany something. Yeah, the her or whatever.
Whatever. Who cares? Doesn't matter. No.
Well, I mean, wasting my time. Zemo by Jim Taylor and the Yellow Jackets.
The Diamonds. Doing Zip Zip. And I love John Barry, the guy who actually went on to do Goldfinger and all the other stuff. Doing Zip Zip.
Zelda's Theme by Perez Prado. Zebra by Les Baxter. Zebra in the Kitchen. The Standells. Danny Zella. There's a song that'll drive a hatchet and give you a lobotomy. Yeah, Zebra by Danny Zella. So how you guys doing? You all right? 412-621-WRCT is that telephone number if you have a song that begins with the letter Z. Okay? Because it's the Z Show, end of the line Zs. And also, if you have a request for next week, I'm going to be picking four artists. The first 2 hours of my show, each half-hour segment is going to be devoted to the artist of your choice. Well, it'll be my choice. You kind of give me the choices, and I'll choose. So last year, I did the Clovers and Link Ray and Screamin' Jay. So it's, you know, anything like that. I'm cool. And then I started at noon o'clock with Massive Music Weekend. And I think the fall starts that off. And that's for Girly Girl. She loves the fall. And then I'll be taking a break and then doing the Cramps. You gotta do the Cramps. The Cramps will be at noon next Friday. Man, this song's hypnotizing me. Man, here's one hypnotizing song. I'm all hypnotized. All right. You know, I need something to stop my hypnotism. And this is a great, I love this song. This is the Zero Gravity Stomp I'm going to be playing by Laika and the Cosmonauts in just a few moments. But it is 11 o'clock. You're listening to Zombo on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. I got a good start today, man. I just kicked right in your brain right off the bat. It's the Z Shows will do it. When I run out of Z's, I will be playing my favorite songs. And I have a couple requests, and I'll play some requests if they just happen to be my favorite songs. Dickie Bird is requesting 60 Minute Man. You gotta love the guy for trying. So that probably will be in my, if I get through all the Z's, because I got Zulus and Zombies to get through. I could do a whole show on Zombies. And you know, Pittsburgh is Zombie Town USA, man. You gotta love it.
Also, this is crazy. So this is when Snowmageddon hit. This show was the morning of Snowmageddon, which was February the 5th of 2010. I remember I had an art show that night and at Zombo Gallery, because the show's 13 years old. You listen to Zombo's Deep Archive. I'm playing shows from 13 years ago, and this show just happened to be during Snowmageddon. So there was the beginning of Snowmageddon, and that was the 5th of February, 2010. Oh, that's crazy. And winding down the Z's, the whole alphabet show. For pretty much the half of the year, 26 weeks, I was playing all songs that began with certain letters. And now we're on Z. So this is kind of a fun show. So we've got me saying, oh, yeah, there's not going to be no snowstorm. And it was freaking Snowmageddon. Oh, well. So let's dig back in and find out what other fascinating predictions I had that day. Right here on your brain, WRCT.
Doing Zip Zip. Zelda's Theme by Perez Prado. Zebra by Les Baxter. Zebra in the Kitchen. The Standells. Danny Zella. There's a song that'll drive a hatchet and give you a lobotomy. Yeah, Zebra by Danny Zella. So how you guys doing? You all right? 412-621-WRCT is that telephone number if you have a song that begins with the letter Z. Okay? Because it's the Z Show, end of the line Z's. And also, if you have a request for next week, I'm going to be picking four artists. The first 2 hours of my show, each half-hour segment is going to be devoted to the artist of your choice. Well, it'll be my choice. You kind of give me the choices, and I'll choose. So last year I did the Clovers and Link Ray and Screamin' Jay. So it's, you know, anything like that. I'm cool. And then I start at noon o'clock with Massive Music Weekend. And I think the fall starts that off. And that's for Girly Girl. She loves the fall. And then I'll be taking a break and then doing the cramps. You gotta do the cramps. The cramps will be at noon next Friday. Man, this song's hypnotizing me. Man, here's one hypnotizing song. I'm all hypnotized. All right. You know, I need something to stop my hypnotism. And this is a great, I love this song. This is the Zero Gravity Stomp I'm going to be playing by Laika and the Cosmonauts in just a few moments. But it is 11 o'clock. You're listening to Zombo on WRCT Pittsburgh 88.3. I got a good start today, man. I just kicked right in your brain. Right off the bat. It's the Z shows will do it. When I run out of Z's, I will be playing my favorite songs. And I have a couple requests. And I'll play some requests if they just happen to be my favorite songs. Dickie Bird is requesting 60 Minute Man. You gotta love the guy for trying. So that probably will be in my... if I get through all the Z's, because I got Zulus and Zombies to get through. I could do a whole show on Zombies. And you know, Pittsburgh is a zombie town, USA, man. You gotta love it. You gotta love it. You don't gotta love it. But, you know, it really makes life a lot easier if you do love it. Because if you don't love it, it's an uphill climb. Not a pleasant uphill climb. I don't know of any uphill climbs that are pleasant. Let me think now. No, there are not. Without any further ado, which sounds like a hillbilly wedding, do you take this woman? Adieu. Here is Gravity, Zero Gravity Stomp, Laika and the Cosmonauts.